From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. From Najaf in southern Iraq, the Associated Press quotes a U.S. Marine battalion officer, "Major operations to destroy the militia have begun." 5,000 U.S. troops and an Iraqi force estimated to number in the hundreds are attacking the militia that follows an anti-U.S. religious leader there, the Shiite Islamic cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. Al-Sadr's fighters are in a huge cemetery and an important holy mosque in Najaf. NPR's Ivan Watson got to Najaf hours ago. Hi, Ivan. What's going on?
Hi, Alex. We've spoken with Marine commanders here, and they did confirm that before dawn this morning, a major push began, they said, to try to flood the streets of Najaf with American soldiers, with thousands of American soldiers, Marines in particular, and they have tried to surround the area, the central Najaf, where insurgents and gunmen loyal to Muqtada al-Sadr have been battling American forces and Iraqi security forces for the past week. Now, the Marine commander said the area of the old city of Najaf, which is basically a warren of winding alleyways, a medieval neighborhood beside the shrine of Imam Ali, which is a golden-domed mosque considered one of the holiest sites in Shiite Islam. These areas are still not controlled by the U.S. forces, and the big cemetery, which has more than 1,000 years of history and which has been a real battleground for the past week, that the U.S. Marines claim American forces went into that and control it, yet we're getting reports that battles continued in that area, and in fact, officers that you talk to here at this base to the north of Najaf, they say that the fighting has been going on pretty much nonstop, that every time they move around, somebody tries to take a shot at them, even though they say they have encircled this central region of Najaf. Another point I want to add, Alex, there was a raid on a house of Sadr, which is in the center. Our NPR translator in Najaf, he said that there was a U.S. airstrike at a location right next to the house, and then American Humvees showed up to do a sweep of that house. And we're getting reports also that there have been some American casualties today, some injuries at the very least.
So, Ivan, the Marine commanders you're talking to there, they say, we are taking the city, we are going to go in, take control of the mosque?
No, they're not saying that yet. They say that the mosque is a holy shrine and that the order to go in and try to clean it out of insurgents, that must come from Prime Minister Iyad Alawi. And he has stipulated that foreign forces will not go into that place, that if anybody is to go in there, it will be Iraqi security forces, the Iraqi police and the Iraqi National Guard. However, commanders here at the U.S. base, they say that U.S. forces can assist with this operation. They can provide backup both on the ground and in the air if and when this comes. The Marine commander I spoke with, he estimated there are between 700 and possibly as many as 1,500 insurgents in this small area of central Najaf. So even if it is surrounded, the forces as large as he estimates, there is still quite a battle to be fought here.
Ivan, how long do U.S. officers think this operation is going to take?
They're not giving any timeline, though one commander said that if there weren't these sensitivities about the shrine of the Imam Ali, that they could go through and clean this whole area out in a matter of 5 days.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Najaf. Ivan, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.